Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we've decided to take a look at the chart of the USA. We want to peer into the near-term future for the country and make some predictions using the techniques of Vedic astrology.
Yes, David, the end of the Mars major period for the USA is fast approaching, and the last two sub-periods, Sun and Moon, look set to offer up some pretty dynamic situations for the country, especially in light of some of the major transits that are simultaneously lining up over America's chart.
There's a lot to cover and consider, so this time we will just look at the Sun sub-period and wait to do the Moon sub-period down the road.
Okay, the Sun sub-period begins at the end of this coming November and goes until the beginning of April 2015, just a touch over 4 months.
Note that both Mars, the current major period ruler, and the Sun, the upcoming sub-period ruler, are both in the 7th house of the USA chart. This means that the 7th house of partner countries gets lit up twice.
The Sun rules Leo, which for the USA is the 9th house of destiny, the law, the courts, the country's morals, belief system, and ideology.
The Sun is the natural planet of power and authority, and since it is connected with kingship, there's a dictatorial quality available, so I think there's an astrological theme here to follow.
Since it has dictatorial qualities, the Sun is not welcome in the 7th house of partnership. Add in the Sun's rulership of the 9th house of ideology, and we can see that this is going to lead to problems with the USA's relations with other countries.
This is really aggravated by the fact that the 7th house in the USA's chart is way overloaded with 4 planets in all, including the present Mahadasa Lord Mars, the planet of conflict. The significations of the major period ruler is what sets up the background context for events.
Not only is Mars quite weak at 0 degrees Gemini, just being in the most dualistic sign of the zodiac is bound to complicate America's relations with other nations.
We need only look at the past 6 years to see how unproductive, futile, and even disastrous U.S. foreign policy has been. Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan, Syria, Ukraine.
Yes, David, the Mars period continues to be a flat tire for the USA as far as being effective in its interactions on the world stage. But let's move on to some specifics for this upcoming Sun sub-period.
The sub-period of the Sun will, of course, be influenced by any planet closely conjunct to it. And here we find Jupiter, the ruler of the ascendant sign, the ruler of the first house of self. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs and philosophies, and for Sagittarius rising charts, it brings with it the taint of self-righteousness, even to the point of clueless hubris.
So this means that the Sun sub-period carries with it a double load of self-identification with beliefs, philosophies, and ideology, expressed through the venue of the 7th house of international relations.
Oh boy, this sounds like bad timing for making a positive contribution for a world in distress. In any case, let's offer up a few predictions at this point. Relations with Russia are not going to improve. Ditto for Iraq, and even our European allies. And the U.S. will maintain its unrealistic, self-serving view of the Israeli-Palestine conflict.
Yeah, and then there's the whole other side of the Sun sub-period, the domestic situation. The 9th house is the house of the country's laws, courts, and judges, specifically the Supremes.
Yes, America is now reaping the karma of having a majority of conservative, Catholic, old males sitting in the highest court of the land.
The problem of having the 9th house ruler in Gemini, the sign of multiple points of view, will be even more of an issue than it has been recently. Look for more controversial decisions from the Supremes and the uproar and dysfunctionality of the court system that we have come to loathe.
What's really got me worried is the fact that Saturn changes signs in November, entering Scorpio, the 12th house of the USA, bad Buddha, just in time for the beginning of the Sun sub-period.
The planet of harsh reality starts transiting through the USA chart's 12th house of loss, endings, separation, starting in November. Since Scorpio is one of the signs ruled by Mars, this sector of the chart is already activated by the current Mars major period, adding more weight to the Saturn transit.
For a country's chart, the 12th house also has the significations of subversive acts, treasons, conspiracies, criminals, persecution, imprisonment, secret enemies, mob psychology. You get the idea. It's not good.
Some examples from the last Saturn transit through the USA chart's 12th house would be instructional. Saturn was last in Scorpio from September 1985 until December 1987.
Let's see. It was Reagan's second term as president. The Iran-Contra affair was top news. Secret operations, that's certainly the 12th house. The space shuttle Challenger blew up after liftoff, a big blow to national prestige. Reagan finally had to get serious about the AIDS epidemic after avoiding it for a while, and epidemics are a 12th house matter. And to cap it all off, there was Black Monday when the stock market had one of its worst single-day losses in history. The 12th house is loss.
So, with that history, sounds like Saturn transiting through the 12th house is going to be a bit trying all by itself. And then add in the significations of the Mars major period, which we have already seen is problematic, and the Sun sub-period. Looks generally rough for the USA this winter.
Not that I want to add more fuel to the fire with another worrisome transit, but that combination of K2 and Uranus, now transiting together in the fourth house of the USA chart, both planets have the signification of disruption and disaster, and the fourth house is the house of the country's lands.
Yes, David, this definitely has implications for the Mother Nature side of things. Pisces is a water sign, and the weather scientists are already predicting a major El Nino for this coming winter.
And in the political arena, the fourth house is the opposition party. Looks like the Republicans are really gonna be on tilt.
No doubt, and it will be interesting to see how that turns out over the coming months.
Well, we will, of course, be following up on all of this with the details as they make themselves known.
Okay, that's all the time we have for now. Thanks for tuning in to Astrology News Report. Until next week.